Baruch Hashem. Okay, well, welcome everybody back to Newsman. Yes, the Baruch Hashem, last time we already got up to Daf Hey. And now starting with the Mishnah on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah, Amud Aleph. Hey Amud Beis, sorry. On Baruch Hashem, we're starting now. Hashem Tov. Hashem Hashem Nasem Nasem. Fine. I'll start the new Mishnah. That shows up. What? We'll start the new Mishnah. Good. In the Edim Zoymin, Neheragim, Ad Shigmar Adin. Ah, so what does this mean? So it says the Edim Zoymin don't get killed until the Gemar Adin. And what does that mean exactly? What does the Mishnah say? The words say that Edom Zomim don't get killed until the final judgment. So what's happening is like this. There's three stages that happen. What happens? Two people come to Beis Din and they say Reuven killed Shimon. Yeah, two people come to Beis Din and they say Reuven killed Shimon. Fine, so that's stage one. So Beis Din accepts, if Beis Din says that's true, they try to think, so that's stage one. Fine, that's stage one. Then what's the next step? Next step is Beis Din verifies it. And then they give a Gemar Din. They give a final verdict on this guy that yes, Reuven killed Shimon, he deserves to get killed. He gets stabbed. He gets condemned. That's step two. Right? That's step two. That's the Gemar Din. That's called the Gemar Din. That's called the final judgment. Then step three is they actually take him out and they kill him. That's step three. Now, our mission wants to know, when do these second pair of Edom come in and make them Edom Zomim? Right, what's our story here? Two Edom come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Another two Edom come and say, how could you say Reuven killed Shimon Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, you were with us in Bnei Brak. How could you say it happened in Yerushalayim, you were with us in Bnei Brak. Now, our mission wants to know, when did the second group of Edom come in? At which stage? Did they come after stage one? Just after they said their testimony? Did they come after stage two, which is Beis Din already gave the verdict on this person that he deserves to get killed? Or was it after stage three that he already got killed? Which time did the Edom? So when I try to understand with the Pesukim, that it has to be the very specific time that the Edom Zomim would come in. I mean, to give the halacha of Edom Zomim and to do to the Edom Zomim what they plan on doing to the other person is only in a very specific case. It's only when the Edom Zomim came, when the second group came at a very specific stage. So our mission is going to try to figure out which stage the second group has to come in and accuse these guys of being Edom Zomim. So that's our mission. Let's see our mission inside. In ha-Edom Zomim Neharagim, you do not kill the Edom Zomim, which means you don't call them and carry out the halacha of Kasha Zomim, ad she'yigmar hadin, until the stage of the Gemar Din, the final stage. Meaning, until stage two already happened, and then the other second group of Edom come in, you don't become Edom Zomim. Meaning, you only become Edom Zomim in a very specific case. That the Edom came, the second group came in and said, you're with us after stage two. After the Gemar Din on the person who was accused. That's the only time. They come earlier. Let's say the Edom Zomim come, the Edom will accuse you, the second group comes after stage one. Or after stage three, you do not get the halacha of Kasher Zomim. We don't kill you. We don't give you what you plan to do with them. That's our Chiddush or our Mishnah.
You still
have Edom Zomim, you still kill them? It's not even called Edom Zomim. We don't call them Edom Zomim. What?
It's like the thing we've done before. It's not, we don't do a Kasher Asav, we do Kasher Zomim.
Oh. So that, right, so it's an issue, because they were that way brought a different drush. This Mishnah is going to be... Right.
It's not
Zimum anymore. We don't call them Edom Zomim. This is not the Torah's case of Edom Zomim. We don't call you Edom Zomim. It's only when they came in at this stage. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara we all had also. Like he said, Kasher Zomim, like Kasher Asav. Fine. So let's read it.
They came in at this stage.
That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says they came in at this stage.
Who's coming in?
The second group came in.
They already testified.
This guy.
The group already testified.
And it was a Gemara Din.
And
then the second group came in. I mean, good. So the second group has to come in only after stage two. That's where it is. They come in before that stage. Meaning if they come after stage one, which is after the testimony, before the final judgment, or after stage three, after the guy already got killed, they neither get killed, you do not do the halacha of Kasher Zomim. That's the Chiddush Rav Mishnah. That's the our Mishnah Kim. It's a big halacha it's coming to teach us. It's like narrowing down the whole halacha of Edom Zomim. It's a very specific case. But that Chacham understood this from the Pesukim. So, in her Edom Zoyin Naharagim, the Edom Zoyin do not get killed. I mean, we don't do the halacha of Kasha Zaman, we don't kill them like they plan on doing to this person. And until Sheyigmar Hadin, which Rashi explained, until they get caught as Edom Zoyin, until the stage of Gemar Din, and then they got caught as Edom Zoyin. Now, why is the Mishnah to tell this to us? Because there were Tzedukin, the Sadducees, right, who used to read the Torah only literally. They, Sadducees, that's the art school
teachers. Sadducees.
Sadducees, I mean, that's the art school calls them. The Tzedukin. They only hold the Torah Shabbat. I mean, they had like, I think it's a little different also because the crowd really, the Tzedukin, they were a group that didn't, they were on their own program basically. They were like their own conservative. They did their own program. Basically. So they decided.
Right, this is being recorded. Right.
That's what they were, but that's they were like such that they made their own program. So they didn't go with Chachamim, and they did their own program. So they used to learn the Pasuk other one, because they opened the Chumash. The Tzedukim said, they read the Pasuk, and said, they said, no, we're going to understand from the Pesukim, Ad Sheyahari, until you kill the person. I mean, you only, which means you have to like flow the whole first line of the Mishnah. In Edom Zalman, Neheragin, Ad Sheyigmar Adin. You only kill the Edom Zalman in the case of my Din. The Tzedukim would say, no, Ad Sheyahari. You only kill the Edom Zalman until after stage three, until the verdict, until this accused guy got killed.
Is that what it means? Or Ad until Sharet, until he's killed? Meaning, any point during the entire trial until he's killed.
So we'll see. So the Gemara. Read the Mishnah. We'll see the Mishnah now. You see the Mishnah. Keep reading the Mishnah. We'll see. Ad Sheyahari. Until the Mishnah sounds, let's read the Mishnah.
Until he's killed.
I mean, but you don't give them halacha of Edom Zamin. You don't kill them. You don't do Kasha Zamin to them until they were ready killed. Ad Sheyahari. Until they were ready killed. Because why? Just keep reading the Mishnah. Shenemar. I see what he said. The Mishnah sounds like not like that. We'll see. Maybe. Shenemar, like it says. Nefesh bin Nefesh. I mean, our Gemara says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Rashi, everyone switches it. It's the wrong pasuk because this pasuk is not an Edom Zomim. Pasuk in Edom Zomim is Nefesh bin Nefesh. So Rashi, everybody switches it. So Shenemar Nefesh bin Nefesh. We're referring to the pasuk. Rashi also going to bring down the pasuk that in Edom Zomim says a soul for a soul. So they wanted to learn. They wanted to understand it. You only kill the Edom Zomim if they already killed another soul. Meaning you take a soul for a soul. Just like the Torah says in the other pasuk, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. We kill you when you kill somebody else. So here also they were understanding, we kill the Edom Zomim a soul for a soul. Meaning only once we killed the accused, that's when we'll kill Edom Zomim. Which is only after stage three. The Tzedukah, because they're right, if you read just one pasuk, if you read it literally, that's what it means. Shenemar nefesh bin nefesh. Which is you a soul for a soul. You only kill this soul in place of the other soul when they kill the other soul. So shenemar nefesh b'nefesh. So that's how the Gemara says. Let's see Rashi in the first part of the Mishnah. Now we'll see why they're wrong. The Gemara is going to explain why they're wrong. The Gemara is going to explain why they were wrong. As we Rashi will take questions. So what does Rashi say? Let's see the first Rashi on the Mishnah, where it says Masnisin. The first Rashi. Ready? Inside. Ready? No, by heart. Ad sheyigmar adin. Ella imkain nigmar adin. Ella. So what does Rashi say? The only time the Chachamim are saying you do the halacha of Edom Zomim is at they came at the stage when there's already Gemar Din. What is Rashi saying? Ela im kein, only if so, meaning unless nigmar tchila hadin shel anid. First, there's a Gemar Din on the person being judged, being accused, really hard to get killed. The akar kachan, only afterwards, only after this stage two, huzmu, they became accused, they got Zomim of being Edom Zomim. They got Kasha Zomim. So then we give them the halacha of Kasha Zomim, they got Zomim. So it has to, again, Rashi says, Ela im kein nigmar tchila hadin shel anida. First, that's the immediate gemar din, a final judgment on the person being accused. That's to be a stage two, lehari to get killed. Va'achar kach huzmon, afterwards they become edom zomim. That's the only time we'll do the halacha of kasha zomim. Only after stage two. That's the only time, not after stage one, not after stage three. Only after stage two.
That's
reading
this?
Yeah.
Ad shegemar din. Until the Gemara completes in. Ella in came, rather if so, the Gemara Yehila, rather if so, that it was finished in the beginning, Hadon, on the guy in the box. Shel Hadon.
Good. Hadin on the Nidon.
On the guy that's being accused.
Good. Leharik to get killed.
Leharik to be killed.
And afterwards,
they came. Isn't it this talking about the future position?
No, right now. Right now, because the Gemara Din. First, that to be a Gemara Din. First it'd be stage two.
Right.
But afterwards, meaning after stage two, they got Zomim. The Edom Zomim came in and said, you guys were with us. But
okay.
Akhokach, and afterwards...
Afterwards,
Zomim. Good, why are you looking like I'm crazy?
No, I'm just...
Kabea, yeah, what I'm saying.
So how would the Sadducees disagree?
That's what
the
Mardut is. That's what the Mardut is. Why
should you explain it? Because I would have read the Mishnah different. Meaning, you can make a mistake how to read the Mishnah. The our Mishnah just says that in the Edom Zomim, until the Gemara did. Meaning, also, you could have meant any stage until then. Rashi explained to us, the Mishnah means only at that point. Like, maybe you think like Tzu saying, until the Gemara Din, and the Mishnah keeps on Torah, maybe it means in any situation until the Gemara Din, like stage 1 or 2. And later, maybe stage 1, 2, or 3. Rashi, you know, the Gemara Din means until and only in that scenario. Only after stage 2. Not, I mean, I could have learned like 3 and like, Rabban was saying, meaning, maybe it just means the Gemara Din, meaning until the Gemara Din, meaning stage 1, stage 2. You could have, until the dinner was already finished. Fine, first of all, the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to explain it. So now we said the halakha.
Right.
Now we're saying the halakha.
Right, but what is...
It's until after the dinner was already...
Right. Good.
But historically, what would the Sadducees say?
So we said that the Edom Zomim, what they want to say. So the Tzukim want to learn. That's the next Rashi. What says? So far, it's good now. So as I was saying, Rashi. So we Rashi again. Achi Gmaradin. So Rashi explained it has to be after stage two, after the final judgment. Eli MK Nigmar de Tchila. First, there was a final judgment on this guy, right? Shel Hanidav Lehar, on this person being judged to get killed. The Achakach, and after the stage two, Huzmu, they became Edom Zayim. Good? So that's what I would think. So that's the Pshat. That's what Rachav said. But we said, come to Tzedukim and say, no, we want to say it's after stage three, after the guy already got killed. That when does halacha in the zomim apply? Only after stage three. Why? Because they said pasuk says nefesh be nefesh. You have to, if you actually kill the edom zomim. So now we take these guys' life in place of that guy's life. Because the pasuk says a soul for a soul. It seems like you already killed the accused guy. That's what it sounds like. So let's see Rashi. Where does this pasuk appear? It sounds like Rashi also is like a difference in like here's the like text. Tries it very clearly. Nefesh be nefesh. The edom zomim. This pasuk is written specifically in the parash of edom zomim. What does the pasuk say? Lo tachas einecha. Don't let your eyes have mercy. Don't like just let these Edom go, these false Edom go. Nefesh for nefesh, take a soul for a soul. And he punishes Edom Zaymi and kill them, a soul for a soul. So Tzedukah wanted to understand that what does that mean? That means that only after stage three, once the guy already got killed, you take a soul, that's where you take the Edom Zaymi, that's where you take a soul for a soul. That's where you kill. So now let's see inside why the Chachamim argue on that. Let's go back into the Mishnah. Let's see the third line of the Mishnah. Amru lahem chachamim. The chachamim said to them, they said back to them, they, no, we argue on you. I know it's true there's a pasuk nefesh benefesh, which sounds like you're right. Balag kvar ne'mar, doesn't it already say, the pasuk earlier say, the pasuk says, when it's talking about Edom Zomim, va'asisim lo'y kasher zomam la'asas la'achiv. So do to them, do to him what he planned on doing to his brother, right? Right now we're in the stage that we're trying to punish the Edom Zomim. What does it say? Do to him what he planned on doing to his brother, right? Right now, v'harei achiv kain. It seems to you, making out the drasha, that the brother is still alive. I mean, at the stage where we want to kill the Edom Zomim for saying false testimonies to Edom Zomim, it says the word achiv. So it sounds like the guy, the accused guy, is still alive. Why? Because the Torah didn't have to say achiv. Could have just said, do to them like they planned on doing to him. No? Did it have to say the word achiv? Could have said, do to them like they planned on doing to him. Why did the Torah say, do to them like they planned on doing to their brother? Chacham making a drasha that the scenario is the brother's still alive. Not like the Tzedukim said. Tzedukim said it's after he's already killed. Chacham said, no, I have a different pasuk. The pasuk says, do to them what they want to do to their brother. So it sounds like when we're doing this to them, the brother is still alive. Nachon? Mm-hmm. I say, do them like they did to their brother. I say, MK, Lama, Nema, Nefesh, Benefesh. So what do I do with the Tzedukah's pasuk? They brought me a pasuk that sounds like you only kill the guy after stage 3. Rabbi Leikvar now doesn't in Cain. If so, lama ne'emar nefesh b'nefesh. So why do you have the pasuk nefesh b'nefesh? It sounds like to kill them after stage 3. It's confusing, right? That's it. Oh, somebody says, because I'll tell you why. Yachal, I would think, Misha'a shekibbui dusan, from the time that they accepted their eidos, which means even after stage 1, we just accepted their eidos, and then they become eidim zomim, Yahavrogu, we should kill the eidim zomim. Tamu lomer, the pasuk kan teach me, nefesh b'nefesh. You only get killed by the Gemardin. What does this mean exactly? Like this. We have two psukim here. Right? One pasuk, nefesh b'nefesh, seems like when you kill the Edom Zalman. After stage three. After you actually kill the accused. Right? Comes along and says, you know, I have another pasuk. Pasuk says, you do to the Edom Zalman what they wanted to do to their brother. Which means he's still alive. So that leaves me, it could be either stage 1 or stage 2.
Right.
It could be now, it's not stage 3, it's either, when does the Edom Zalman happen? Either stage 1 or stage 2. Comes up, anytime, not stage 3. Right. I don't care when, anytime, either after stage 1, after they say their testimony, after they Gemar Din, either after stage 1 or stage 2, through the Halacha Akash Rezon, comes the next plus the Nefesh, but Nefesh teach me, no, you gotta go only in stage 2. Because make it a soul for a soul. In a case where, so to speak, the guy is being judged, soul is already finished. It's not really finished. The other pasuk tells me the guy can't be dead. See, he's still alive. But Kalib Ali Nefesh Menefesh tells me a soul for a soul. See, when this guy's soul is basically finished, because there's already a Gemara Din on him, so he's already basically stamped that he's getting killed, that's when you keep the halacha of Kasher Zahman. So we see the pasuk exactly to come only in stage 2. So again,
how can we use the Sadducees pasuk to define that you have to have Gemara Din on it?
Exactly, to get it to stage 2. Exactly. Had our notes between, maybe it's in stage 1, like Ritzvi was saying, maybe it's in stage 1. Kazabah said, no, it's Daki in stage 2, Nefesh v'Nefesh tells me.
Right, but according to the beginning of the Mishnah, when it says, in Adam Zomim in the Harigan Achi Gemara Din, until Gemara Din, you don't know that it's until stage 2.
I know, Rashi told me, no, I wouldn't know. It's true, Rashi probably knew from the end of the Mishnah. It's true, Rashi told me. Rashi says clearly. But Rashi says clearly, Ella in Cain, only if so. Nigmar the Tchila had been already first has to have a Gemara Din. You have to first have stage 2. Have a Afrika Hosman afterwards he got Hosam. That's what Rashi is saying. I mean, it's true. I wouldn't either. For the Mishnah, I would be confused. Good. Fine. So again, so let's read this Mishnah inside again. So again, let's read the Mishnah inside again. How, like, we go, because they're going to say stage 3, then Chum go back, say it's not stage 3. Maybe it's 1 or 2, say no, it's stage 2. So that's it again. A little complicated mission with things, they like narratives. Let's see Mishnah inside again. In Ibn Zomin Neherod, the Ibn Zomin do not get killed at Sheikh Gemaradin until they get caught in the stage of the Gemaradin. After stage 2, there's a final judgment on the accused. That's when we give them the halacha of Kasher Zom. We do to them, we'll kill them. Why Sharei Tzedukim, my man? Because the whole Tzedukim say at Sheikh Hari. You only kill the Aden in the case of Aden Zomim until you have a scenario where the verdict already got killed after stage 3. Why do they say that? Because the pasuk says nefesh b'nefesh. So it seems like you're killing these guys, a soul for a soul, you're killing the Aden Zomim because they killed the other guy. It seems like you kill them after stage 3. But Amar Lahem Chacham, and the Chacham tell them no. But look, by Nem, I already have a pasuk that tells me not like that. The pasuk says, Ba'asisim lo do to him to the Aden Zomim. Kasher Zamam, like they planned. Last is La'achiv, to do to his brother. Vaharei behold, Achiv Kaim, it seems to be saying that the brother, the accused guy that he's saying testimony on, is still alive. So it can't be, we're talking about after stage 3, after he's already dead. The Im Kain say, if so, Lama Ne'amar, why does it say Nefesh B'Nefesh? To tell you Nefesh B'Nefesh, which seems that you killed him after stage 3. Because like this, Yachal, I would be. Even from the time that we accepted their Eidos after stage 1, Yarogu, you should kill the Edom Zomim. Even if they become considered Edom Zomim after stage 1, you should still kill them. The pasuk comes to teach me, nefesh b'nefesh, that a soul for a soul, which seems to tell me that in a way they like almost kill the guy, because after the Gemar Din, they're not killed until the stage of the Gemar Din, which basically the guy's like dead meat. He's not really dead, but he's basically dead. So that's what he's saying. give the Edom, take the Edom Zemen's soul when they basically knocked out another guy's soul, because he already had a Gemara didn't invest in after stage two. Baruch Hashem, that's the Mishnah. It's a little complicated, but it's good. Baruch Hashem.
Yes, you can say that something can always change until Gemara didn't.
Oh, so that's
off. If you kill somebody, there's still an option that maybe somebody will come and get him out of the situation.
So you're saying it's far.
It's not a dead man.
Right, so you want to say also a lot by understand, a little understanding why we would wait till that stage, because like we had a Gemara earlier, we had a Gemara earlier that said that let's say two women come in and say Reuven killed Shimon. We didn't make a Gemara then, right? So it's not fair to kill the Edom Zemen yet, because it could be anyway that the Reuven wouldn't have been killed from Vested. Anyway, some other guy would have came and messed up your whole Edom. It makes sense that in the case
these guys are coming to falsely incriminate someone.
It's true, but it's true that they're doing something wrong and they're getting into the rice and they're doing going against one of the Ten Commandments. But to get the special halacha of Edom Zemen, that's only the specific case. To get this fancy halacha that what you do, whatever you do, goes back to you, that's only specific to the case. Of course, you said earlier, of course, the guy's doing something wrong and they're shah, they have to do tshuva. If you sure have to do tshuva on it, then it's a bad what they're doing. But with the halacha of Edom Zemen is only after, specifically in stage two, after stage. That's his
mishnah. They killed them in stage three. Because they're
harmless.
Don't do them what they did.
Right, we don't do them. They have to do a lot of tshuva. They have to do a lot of tshuva.
Why? Because
they mean to kill.
Some say they were really just shlichim to kill somebody who probably killed them. Is it?
Right. Oh,
How is it fair that a guy would be brought to court by two liars and then be killed in cold blood by what they just said?
Right.
It must be that he killed the maze either in a past life or in his
past life. It's a Gemara later, Max. Every guy got killed. It's a Gemara later in
Max. You don't have a base.
Who's going to get killed, like in the whole lach of Gullus, the next part of Gullus, the whole guy going to Gullus, everything's exact. The Gemara says everything's exact. Brought that also in Dana when that's also see, it's also brought down. He brings down the Gemara
the guy,
later.
Also, the guy that killed Bishoy.
Right, the guy killed Bishoy. Yeah, right.
Why does he call it?
He brings the Gemara. The Dana when that brings it from him.
Okay.
He says on base. Yeah, you don't have a base. It's a Gemara later. He's getting us. You don't have a base. Says the Gemara. Fine, very good. Fine. So now let's see the Rashi's inside. So we'll go over the Rashi's. Actually, we'll go to Rashi's. Lasas la'achet. Right. Kama chachamim and say the pasuk says, do to him what you want to do to your brother. So Rashi explains to us what the drush is from the word la'achid.
He's still alive.
He's still alive. Let's see Rashi. Good. He's still alive. What does Rashi say? Lasas la'achid. Right. Well, in the third Rashi on the Mishnah, lasas la'achid. Mashma. It seems here we hear from this pasuk that due to the Edom Zemen, they want to do to their brother. Shere achid is their brother. Adayim kan. He's still alive. Due to you, what you want to do to your brother. It's a drasha. The tzedukim don't like making drushes, but it's a drasha. I'm not making drushes. So it sounds like your brother's still alive. So we can't be talking about after stage three, after he's already dead. Good? So maybe maybe it's even after stage one, after we accepted their angels. Yeah, right, let's see next Rashi. Yachom Shkabo Yedusan. Right? And then Uba'a Lahem Hazama, the Hazamas came Miyad right away. Kaidin Gmaidin Shal Nidan. Even before the Gmaidin Yarok, right? Maybe even it's after stage one, before the Gmaidin, before stage two, they should get killed. Kalabadin Nefesh Benefesh, so the soul for a soul, which means only you, so to speak, like kill the soul, because the guy had a Gmaidin. Get killed, that's what will kill the Edom Zemen. So Baruch Hashem, so far we got to the first Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, the Mishnah.
Why does it sound like Yosef in the pit?
That's it? Huh? We have a question. Why does it sound like Yosef in the pit?
Because you had a Bezdin of ten brothers.
Go ahead.
The brothers. He was in a pit
and
with scorpions.
And they gave him the Gmardin that he should get killed.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying they made a Gmardin on him. They said he has to get killed. And then, okay, they weren't in Zomit over there.
No, but it sounds awfully like...
But you should just know that the Chazal says that Saru, the ten martyrs, the Saru Gamalfos, it work of kapar for the ten brothers. Mm-hmm. It was because they did get kasher zamam. The ten martyrs were kapar for the ten brothers that killed Yosef. So they did get kasher zamam later. I mean, it wasn't exactly the case of Edom Zemen, but there was a different thing. It was a different guild. They had to make a tikkun, and they did get killed. So you're right. In a way, you're right.
But things sort of come together.
But you're right. In a way, really, you're right, because it was a kasher zamam. Right. It wasn't a story of kasher zamam. He's saying, in a way, it sounds similar. It wasn't really a case of Edom Zemen, but since they killed, they made a Gemardin on him. They already made a Gemardin. They didn't really kill him, like they saying. It was like they made a Gemardin, they made a fast shot, usually they killed him.
And then later on, they were killed.
And then they were guilty, they were wrong. Mice, they came out, they were wrong. Maisa, so then in a later generation, and later they got, it's similar, it's not really in the middle, it's something that's really very similar. If they're really, I don't know, because in a way it could be fine. It wasn't Mash, because in a way, Chazal said, there was definitely an aspect, and you accidentally see an aspect that went on over here, and you definitely see such a connection. Good. You're right, there was a Gemara over there, and it was also good. They made a best in a Gemara then. You're right. Fine, very good.
No, but this would make a good drusha.
Oh, so next time you speak for JerusalemKites.com, you'll put this in your drusha. Put this in your drusha. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. We're talking about Berivi. Hold the Berivi. Tana. Let's see the Gemara. So we learned. Berivi Omer. Berivi. What's Berivi? What's Rashi? What's the first Rashi in the Gemara say? Berivi. Who's Berivi?
That's his name.
Ha'ai Shema. This is his name. Rabbi Berivi.
Say his name. Tell us.
That's in the, yeah, you want to know
his
son. You want to hear his name? Previ. See? Oh.
This is the first time he's.
First time for us. I don't know.
First time we've seen Previ?
Yeah, it's not so. You know, Rashi said this is his name. It's not a name that comes up so common. Yeah, for us it's the first time. So for us, so we need Rashi to tell us. This is his name.
Rashi's doing a formal introduction.
Yes. This is Previ's name. Tana Previ. He has to introduce him. Right? It's a from Gemara Pulin. Tana Previ. Previ says the following. Really, he seems to be telling us the same halacha of our mission. He just like puts it very short. You want to say our mission in short, you want to review the Gemara on your way home today when you're walking in the street, just think about Berivi. You don't have to go through all the psukim, just Berivi says very short and sweet. Berivi, loy hargu, neharagin, hargu, ain't neharagin. That's our whole Mishnah. That's a mission in a nutshell. Loy hargu, if they didn't kill the Edom Zayamin, which means we're only after stage 2, we're not after stage 3, we're only after stage 2, now, Ragu, we killed the Edom Zayamin. Hargu, we already killed, they the best that already killed them. You're after stage 3. In that Ragu, you don't kill the Edom Zayamin, it's too late. You only do Alel Kasher Zayamin after stage 2. So, Berivi, very short, he's telling us our Mishnah. Like, of course, like our Mishnah, beautiful, Berivi, short and sweet of our Mishnah.
He's actually tearing apart what the Tukim said from both sides.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, he's like, yeah, Hargu, and Ragu, they're going to kill
them. They say the exact opposite of both cases.
All right,
they say,
Hechanah, here you're racing exactly against the Tzedukim. He was it exactly. He said, no, really. Yes, Lo Yehargu, he's coming from a Gemara, from a Gemara. Right, meaning it sounds like he's coming for a price. It sounds like he wasn't coming up for a Mishnah, because that's previous Chiddush. Right? That's previous Chiddush. That's previous Chiddush. It's a Gemara calling. It sounds like he's quoting our Mishnah. It's like a Braisa, it sounds like it's a Braisa, exactly from Gemara from Gemara Pulin, identical to our Mishnah. Right? Didn't bring all the Pesukim. Brought the same Allah. But Amar Aviv, his father, said to him, "Bini, my son, lav kavuchaymer who? Is it not a kavuchaymer?" And he's like, "I don't understand you. If after stage 2, you've killed the Edom Zayamin, right? When there was only a Gemara Din." Kavachamer, the more so, if we already killed the guy,
for sure you should kill.
For sure, you should kill the Edom. Oh, now what's your question?
So he's not saying, Rabbi, your svara is a kavachamer. He's saying no, it doesn't apply.
He's saying,
look at it from a standpoint of kavachamer.
Cool, that's what he's saying. He's saying, isn't it? If you look at it like kavachamer, you would be wrong. Now, not this Kamar's question. I didn't understand this Kamar's question. I don't understand this question.
Which one?
Rabbi's father. What's his question? I just learned the Mishnah. I mean, Mishnah just told me why he's wrong. I understand. I just had a Mishnah.
We had this Kavachomer. We had this Kavachomer in the beginning. If you do like this, then it's going to refute the whole thing of Chashe Zomim. We never had this Kavachomer.
Oh, so first of all, you're right. So first of all, on that page, I also looked back to that page. First of all, Gemara said you can't do this thing. Fine. So that's another question why he didn't answer like that.
Right.
That's a good question. That he could have answered. So first of all, there's a few questions this Gemara. Everybody could think about the questions.
This guy's only named one time.
Yeah, no, so it's weird to say the Gemara brought him down as a question. The Gemara brought his question, probably asking a valid question.
He's bringing it mainly as an introduction to the coming topic. That you can't be punished on the din.
Yeah, but that would be brought in Agat. That was just to answer. I mean, that whole Gemara is really from a million times.
Do you think his father believes this is Kavachomer that he's bringing, or is this being devoted?
No, it sounds like he meant that as a question. If the Gemara brings it, the same. If the Gemara brings the question, the Gemara probably brings it for the answer. It sounds like he had a good question.
Wow.
It sounded like he was asking a valid question. And he was asking a good question. But it seems like from now, he didn't hear our Mishnah. He only heard a Brice. Meaning, if he would have known our Mishnah says clearly, there's a pasuk why he's wrong.
Right.
What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah told me, we narrowed it down. It can't be stage three. Because it says, okay, our Mishnah already told me why he's wrong, right? He's saying in logic, it should be a kavah homer. What's his question? In logic, if you would kill Dathan Zemin, if they're caught after stage two,
definitely kill them after stage three.
Definitely kill them after stage three. When you already killed the guy, for sure you should kill him, right? He's saying it's far in logic, right? Now, first, we had a lot of Gemaras why he's wrong. We already had a Gemara that said Kasher Zama, like Kasher Asa. It said only do what they plan, not like you did if you did it right. Second, what we already have, our Mishnah just told me a second ago already, Achav Kain. We read another pasuk. So it's a little funny. What's his question? Meaning, and also, you know what's funny? That he doesn't answer him like all the answers we have. His son isn't going to answer him, oh, from this, look at this part of the Kasher. He gives him a whole different answer. You don't make Kavach Harmis. So you can't make such Kavach Harmis. He told him there's no such thing as making Kavach Harmis to punish people, to this and that. I mean, he could have like said a million things. He could have told him, right? It's interesting, but anyway, it's food for thought. Why? Like, what's his whole problem? Like, our mission already. No, that's be good. But anyway, finish. Want to throw out the question? Have an answer. But throw out the question just to think about it. Try to figure it out. That one. So what are we saying? Yeah? So what's he saying? So what's his problem? What's his son asking? So let's see the Gemara inside. Tani, let's see the Gemara inside. Tani, Paribi says, Laihargu, if they didn't get killed, if they didn't kill him, if they, the best, didn't kill him, the accused guy, and Harugin, they get killed. Hargu, if they, the best, didn't kill him, they kill the accused. Ain't Harugin, you don't kill the Adam's son. Amr of the son, his father told him, Bini, my son, Lav Kalachimer, who? Is it not a Kalachimer? It's a Kalachimer. If you kill together Edom Zemin after stage two, sure you kill them after stage three. That is their question. Kill at stage one for sure. You should kill him then. Fine. So that was his question. So Amr Loi, he tell him, your question doesn't even start. That's really his father's answer. So you think you're asking a good question, then I have to answer you Sukim Kasha Zama. So really, this is why my question was wrong. He's telling you your question doesn't even start. I don't need to start answering your. I don't need to give you an answer. Your question doesn't start. You know why you're wrong? Besides the fact we have a lot of psukim here in this story, why you're wrong? He told him, "Limat Tanu Rabbeinu." Our Rebbe, who's Rabbeinu? Who's the Rabbeinu? Who's our teacher?
Rabbi Yehuda Anasi.
In Gemara, who's Rabbeinu? Gemara, Rebbe and Rabbeinu is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. He was always the author of the Mishnayos. So what's it called? Using so Tanu Rabbeinu. Our Rebbe Yehuda Anasi taught us. You don't punish people based on a din, based on a kavah chaymer. I mean, in a way, it means based on logic, but based on a kavah. The son told him that. I mean, the father said, "My son." He's like, sound like Brevi's father. Brevi was a type of tamachav. I remember on that. His father asked the question. He told my father, "No, you're asking a good question. Our Rebbe taught us you don't punish people based on a kavah chaymer, right?" And the Gemara is going to bring a whole Gemara that everybody's going to learn tomorrow, hopefully. Why we're going to bring a whole source when you see, you know, meaning in order for the Torah to give you an unish, it has to be clear that the Torah has to say you get an unish, right? You can't say if you get an unish in a more lenient case, if I see the Torah gives you to get an unish, for sure in a more strict case you should get a punishment. There's a rule called ain unishim in adin. You can't learn to punish people from logic. You know why? No, I had a rabbi once set up shy. He said, you don't understand Hashem's justice system. We're saying if you do a lesser aveira, here's what happens to you. For sure, if you do a bigger avera, what do we say? If you do a lesser avera, right? We'll kill you. For sure, if you did a bigger avera, we should kill you, right? That's what we're saying. We don't know what's a lesser avera, what's a bigger avera. We can't like judge. We can't make judgment for Hashem. Like, we can't start making these judges. The point is, we can't make judgment for Hashem. If this guy did this and he gets this punishment, the guy does worse thing, he sure get punished. There's no such thing. You can't make Einshem and Adin. We don't understand Hashem's justice system. So you can't start saying, if the guy does something more lenient, he gets this punishment. For sure, if he does it more strict, there's no such thing. You can't learn an Einish from a din. So what was his father, Shailah? What was his father asking? What was his father's question? Make an Einish from a din. If after stage two, after the guy gets Gemar Din, you kill the end of Zion. For sure, if he gets caught after stage three, after we kill the guy. The answer, you don't make Kavach Harmis. If the Torah doesn't say you get a punishment in this case, you don't get such a punishment. Right? What was his question? He's asking his father a simple question. He's asking his father, you told me that you had a Gemara, a pasuk that says, Achid. That sounds like he's still alive, right? But if you kill him in that case, Kalachamri should kill him in another case, in the bigger case. He didn't understand, his father knew our Mishnah, you know that? He knew our Mishnah. but he still didn't understand what was chat in our Mishnah. What do we say in our Mishnah? One pasuk tells me that even in the case where he's still alive, you kill him. But he's asking, for sure, you already killed the guy. And our Mishnah said, you don't kill the guy at stage 3. Why? If you catch the guy at the stage 3, you don't kill him. Why? Because we have a pasuk of Achav Kai. The pasuk says the brother's still alive. But he's asked to make a Kal v'chomer. Fine. So if after stage 2 you have a pasuk that tells me you killed the guy, for sure after stage 3. Meaning, I was asking before a trick question. Really, it wasn't a question. This is the answer. I was asking, our Mishnah just told me, you don't kill the guy at stage 3. And maybe say 1 or 2. So no, teach me kill him at stage 2. He's asking like this. Where do you see in the Mishnah you don't kill him at stage 3? Where do you get that from?
The pasuk says he's still alive.
The pasuk says he's still alive. Good. So maybe the pasuk is dealing with me even in the case where he's still alive.
It's just a question of he's refuting Achiv. He's refuting the score of Achiv.
He's not refuting. He understands. He's saying, but if the Torah tells you even in stage 2,
right.
The Torah, he's not like the Tzedukah. The Tzedukah said only after stage 3 you get killed. He's saying no. I agree after stage 2, after the Gemara did you get killed, the Pasuk says, Achiv, fine. But how do you know it doesn't mean, how do you know you don't kill him also in stage 3? Okay. That's his question. It's a compliment. Where do you get that from? Fine. It's not only stage 3, fine. You tell me, because it has to be also stage 2, because it says Achiv. So it has to be also when he's still alive. But why do you narrow that to only stage 2? It's an if in stage 3 you're going to kill him, Kavachimer after stage 3. That's his question. He knew our mission. That's for you. That's his question.
Yeah.
Thing.
We haven't learned why this question singled out after stage 3 yet.
Our Mishnah said like it was good. Because it sounded like from our Mishnah.
From our Mishnah, we haven't learned out.
No,
why.
But the Mishnah said Akav Kayim sounds like specifically stage 2. Our Mishnah told me specifically he's alive.
Right.
But he's saying, fine, so the Torah's case good. The Torah's case, I'm agreeing 100%, I'm going to Chachamim. It's the Torah's case itself. It's the case is after the Gemara in stage 2. Fine. But we know the rule. You're allowed to make Kal v'chomer. It's one of the ways we Shmuel tells us. You're allowed to make Kal v'chomer. See, the positive is granted. It's talking about after stage 2. But if after stage 2, you can name it after the Gemara Din, Kal v'chomer should also come at stage 3. Meaning, where do you negate stage 3? Where do you get this from? Stage 3, you don't kill the guy. Fine, I understand. Not stage 1, fine. Because that's not just what happened. It has to be stage 2. Achav Kayim, you narrowed it down to stage 2. But where do you get this from that it's not stage 3? You never saw that in the Pesukim, not stage 3. You saw specifically, yes, stage 2.
But Achav Kayim, it's only stage 2.
Who told you? That's his question, but that's the truth. The Torah is telling you only stage 2. But we know, the Torah is talking about stage 2. But now, let me make another Achav Kayim.
Right.
Granted, on the table is clear, the Torah's case is stage 2. But I want now, I'm glad to make
Achav Kayim. Logically, if stage 2, then for sure stage 2.
Yeah, so now let's go to the next step. Why did the Mishnah just leave us only in stage 2? The Mishnah is teaching you only stage 2. Who said? Really, it's asking his father, good question. You tell me, if only in stage 2, if you in stage 3, if you already killed the Edom Zayman, you don't if you already killed the accused guy, you don't kill the Edom Zayman. He's telling why? I have a Kabbalah, you're allowed to make a Kabbalah. His father's answer is, you're wrong. Even though in the whole Torah you make, and the whole Shas you make Kabbalah, his son's answering it, my dear father. In this case, you are. I would think like you. So the Derech, our Rebbe taught us not like that. Our Rebbe taught us that to punish people, you can't learn that punishment from a Kabbalah. That's a very strict thing. If you want to learn halacha, it's one of only halachas, learn all the halachas you want. Learn halachas and different things, learn how to Kal v'chomer. When it comes to killing people, we don't kill people based on Kal v'chomer. So that's why you're asking a good question, but based on Kal v'chomer, we don't kill people. But Mesef, so tomorrow, we're going to go through the Gemara of Hashem. We'll go through how to know where he learns this. He's going to bring a whole long Gemara to bring out this halacha. It's not from our sugya that you see, you don't punish people from. You don't. When you see what Rebbe taught us in the Mishnah, you don't punish people from Kabbalah. Because Rebbe has to keep bringing new limud, you can't let it come. So, bye, Hashem.